With a look at local headlines, I'm Lucas Vargo for WIWU News. An early spring might be coming to Grant County. On Groundhog's Day, the three mayors in Grant County met in front of the Marion Courthouse, where Whistle the Guinea Pig didn't see her shadow. The three mayors declared that spring will be coming early in Grant County. Gas City Mayor Bill Rock mentioned that Whistle has been 100% right every year, but Punxsutawney Phil has only been right 39% of the time. The Indiana House of Representatives passed State Rep. Bob Benning's legislation Monday to give Hoosier K-12 schools more flexibility on education decisions. It gets reviewed by Senate next. Benning said the goal of House Bill 1002 is to remove outdated and duplicate text in Indiana's education statutes to give schools more control over local decisions.
Our teachers and school administrators ultimately know what's best for their students and staff and should be able to take more innovative approaches to education without government getting in their way.
Representatives from the Indiana School Boards Association, Indiana Association of Public Schools Superintendents, and Indiana Association of School Principals support the bill. Talks were constructive between Governor Braun and faith leaders concerned about his recent executive orders. Braun has ordered DEI practices with the state's government to be stopped and has also proposed cutting grant funding to Martin University, Indiana's only historically black college. Braun met with concerned faith leaders to hear them out on Monday, one of whom was Dr. Leonel Rush, who called the talks meaningful.
It was earthy, it got down to the point, and he's committed to continue to talk to communities that were represented here.
At the moment, Braun remains non-committal on funding for Martin University, saying the budget process is still young. The Indiana Pacers escaped by the skin of their teeth in Salt Lake City Monday night. They beat the Utah Jazz 112-111 after trailing for a majority of the game. Indiana outscored Utah 29-23 in the fourth quarter, courtesy of backup big man Thomas Bryant, who scored most of his 9 points for the night in the final period. Pascal Siakam led the way, scoring with 22 points, while Tyrese Haliburton added 18 points. Indiana has won four in a row and now sits 28-20 on the season. They take on the Trailblazers in Portland tonight. I'm Lucas Vargo for WIWU News.